For many of the past 5 days, the kitchens of Servair look something like this. With airplanes grounded, the world's third largest airline caterer told its Paris staff to stay home, and no one could be certain when they were going to work again. But late Monday night, managers were frantically trying to get at least some of them back to the kitchens. Because with only 12 hours' notice, Air France, Servair's parent company and biggest client, announced it was flying its normal long-haul schedule Tuesday and wanted 95% of its normal order of flight food. Good news for the company, but like everywhere in the aviation industry these days, nothing is certain. All that is sure is that the company, which normally prepares about 120,000 meals a day in Paris, was suffering what its local manager only could describe as substantial losses every day planes stayed on the ground.
Never have we seen before that the industry was stopped for such a long period. 5 days is tremendous. Will put a tremendous strain on all the partners in the industry.
While planes were once again taking to the air in Paris, at least for the long-haul destinations like Africa, the Americas, and Asia, there was still uncertainty everywhere. Uncertainty, for example, over which flights, in fact, were actually flying.
If I can take a seat on first flight, I think I better take a flight better, right?
And there was uncertainty, too, over who would actually get the seats which have now become available.
I'm not sure I can get the seat on next flight or not. I don't know.
And last but not least, with all the talk about what volcano ash can do to jet engines, there was uncertainty about whether or not planes really should be flying.
Don't ask him that.
Not at all.
How are you feeling?
Nervous.
That's the champagne.
Yeah, no, I'm a little concerned, definitely.
But you could tell from the lines, today, fear was not really an issue.
I'm an engineer. I think the arguments are sound, but of course I have no first-hand knowledge. I need to keep moving here. Sorry.
If passengers did have concerns about their safety, they were putting them aside for two reasons: the need to get to wherever they were going, and the idea that as bad as things have been over the last couple of days, with a volcano still erupting, they could get worse, that this is the time to go.
And thousands who had the chance in Paris did just that. And if those up in the sky still were having doubts about their safety, at least they also had food for thought.